From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather, partly sunny, gradually becoming sunny, about 80 this afternoon. Going to be clear, 49 tonight. We're expecting sunshine, 82 tomorrow. Then looking ahead, things really ramp up. 96 Friday, 96 on Thursday, and 94 on Saturday in the Umpqua Valley. We are at 73 degrees right now. KQEN news time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Covering a lot of different topics around the Umpqua Valley today, we want to look at some data that came out recently about the Roseburg Public Library. And Director Chris Wiley, thanks for coming in.
That's why it was such a fantastic picture for us at the library that we reached 11,000, almost 11,000 items circulated in July, which was a record for us in our 5.5 years of existence.
Well, I mean, you've got a town of 25,000 people. You've got surrounding area and folks that are part of this as well to some extent. I mean, that's almost like the equivalent of half of the town checking out something.
And that's wonderful for us to see, but I can't stress it enough. We are just getting started, and I would love for people to come into the library, get your library card, see what we're all about, check out materials that are not only in physical format, but digital format, and just enjoy the space that we have at the library.
Now, did it surprise you, especially in the summer, when so many people in the Umpqua Valley are, you know, just working on outdoor fun activities?
It really doesn't, because the summer is the busiest time at the library and in libraries in general, because it's the summer reading program. And we, all of our year is really spent gearing up for those 12 weeks of the summer reading program. And so we're just happy to see that all of that hard work is paying off.
So children, teens, both then?
And adults. You know, we have an adult program too, so it's all ages, and they have come in droves this summer. It's our best year yet. We're still compiling the data from all of the book reviews and reading logs, but it's been our best year yet.
So what percentage of the items in the library were checked out at the peak of this?
We reached 8.8% of our 80,000 items checked out at one particular time. So you can just do a kind of a snapshot. I just checked it before I came over, and right now 8.3% of our collection is checked out.
So that is a good thing.
Absolutely. That's what we want. Our goal is to provide popular materials, best-selling new items that generate people's interest. And we know that we can't give a copy to every single person. That's what the library is all about. Come in, place your holds, wait in line. I mean, that's the whole beauty of the public library, is that we're all sharing these materials.
Now, given that so many things are available online, I guess some people would probably be surprised that so many people come to the library even to check out things through your online platforms.
Yes, and well, our physical checkouts make up about 70% of all of our circulation. So by and large, people are coming in to get the physical copy. I hear from a lot of folks that they just like the feel of things, feel of the book, rather than reading it digitally. And certainly we see more kids' items checked out in paper format than we do online. But our digital circulation is doing well, and that's where we're actually seeing the most growth, particularly with digital audiobooks.
Now, how does this work? It seems like you're pairing with some national or other providers to make all this happen, along with many other libraries in the country.
Well, we are working with, on one of our platforms, the Oregon Digital Library Consortium, and that provides access to Libby is the app, and it's also known as Library to Go. And the consortium makes it possible to offer tens of thousands of items, right? We wouldn't be able to do it at such a volume when it would be just us. But we're part of that consortium, as are libraries all across the state. And that's the platform that gets the most use. We also are a member of the Cloud Library with a smaller consortium. So there are fewer items there, but I always say you get the newer items sooner, especially with your adult bestsellers. So my recommendation for folks is to get both platforms if your device can handle both of them, and toggle back and forth, because that's going to be the best way to get the most out of those.
Now, how long have these type of online platforms been available?
Oh, I've been working in libraries. Gosh, it'll be all 17 years now, and most of that time, digital platforms have been around. It was about 2009 when I was working in Minnesota that our consortium there onboarded, and we've had growth spurts and growing pains over that time, but it's really come into its own, particularly since the pandemic. And as I said, audiobook checkouts through digital platforms continue to skyrocket.
Now, what do kids check out? What types of things?
Kids check out graphic novels so much. It's amazing to see their energy with graphic novels. Now, they check out everything. Our board books are constantly circulating for our really youngest readers.
Now, wait, explain what a board book is, because some people are bored by books, but I think you mean something else.
Kyle, right. Board books, they actually are a thicker paper in most cases that can handle the rough handling by toddlers. And it's an introduction, small sentences or just words. Sometimes they're just picture books without any text. And they're just a way to introduce some literacy concepts to our youngest learners.
It's kind of coming back to me. I'm about 20 years removed from that. So we used to have a lot of those around, now that you mentioned it. What about adults? What kinds of things do they gravitate to the most?
Mysteries. Around here, if it's a mystery, it's going to fly off our shelves. At any one time, 40% of our new mysteries are checked out. So I'm continuing to look at who's new, who's maybe generating some interest nationally as far as mysteries. And of course, we continue with our bestsellers, which the John Sanfords of the world. Of course, the James Pattersons continue to check out. But we have Louise Penny, who's a Canadian writer. I love her mystery series. So we're introducing and we're continuing with what we know is popular.
Now, I don't know if there's any way to extrapolate all this with other libraries for adults. Is that kind of the norm, that mysteries are the most popular, as you talk to other library professionals?
You know, that's not the kind of information that I've gleaned from them. What we talk more about around the state is just the growth of digital content in particular. And for those people who use Libby, we're looking at the state consortium level about how can we get those holds fulfilled sooner. And so we're looking at the ratio of holds to items in the collection and actually increasing the amount of money that we spend on audiobooks. I could talk about this forever. I've been the chair of the Oregon Digital Library Consortium. Now I'm in my second year. So this hits home to me. We meet every month. We're really invested in making sure that digital content is available in the formats that people want. And it's an ongoing conversation. I'd love to hear from folks how they're using their digital platforms, because we want to make sure we're doing what's right for you.
So when famous people, and that could be politics, Hollywood, music, sports, etc., when they have a book that is out, how much attention does that get?
Most of the time, my experience has been there's a spurt, and then it sits on the shelves. And so it's a...
Does that mean that it's not always that good a book after all?
You know, you ask kids today who, you know, name a famous person from the 70s who wrote a memoir in the 80s, and chances are they don't know who they are. So that is a cycle that continues. I typically weed those memoirs unless it's a, you know, I'm not going to come up with a famous person whose memoir I've kept, but they're out there. But when we talk about our famous pop culture icons, 20 years down the road, maybe not so famous anymore. And so they do have a big blip, and it's a big investment to make sure that we have that copy, that material. But it doesn't have a long shelf life in most cases.
Interesting. You know, I don't read a lot of books at home after you do news and all that all day. I tend to have used all my words and don't want to read anybody else's at that point. But I've got Barack Obama's book. I have got Jimmy Carter's book, one of his books. I've got John McCain's book. I mean, both sides of the aisle, just different political books. I've got them. I read them. And they're sitting somewhere in the shelf in the living room.
And that's typically what happens with books on politics. It's a very... here's the news now. We want to know what people are thinking at this moment. And then it would sit on the shelf. So we don't, we'll buy those, of course, and particularly if people request it, because I want to make sure someone's actually going to read the book, but they don't have a terribly long shelf life. Now, that said, when it comes to presidents and former presidents, we keep those books.
And I know you kind of had an uptick once J.D. Vance was picked as a Republican VP.
We did. We had a lot of requests for Hillbilly Elegy, which came out in the mid-2010s. And so we did something special to make sure that people got that information, spent some more money. It's an investment. It's, you know, $3 to $4 per copy for the digital item, but we were making sure that people were getting that information rather than waiting 2 to 3 months for a copy, because by then they're already making their decisions. It's already passed. They already have gotten the information from other sources.
All right, library geeky data and more when we come back. Chris Wiley from the Roseburg Public Library. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock tomorrow on Inside Douglas County. And we literally just put this together in the last 5 minutes to make it work. Roseburg City Manager Nikki Messenger and Police Chief Gary Kloppenstein will be on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. City Council taking action on a camping ordinance last night. We'll unpack all of that and cover some of those topics on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Again, Police Chief Kloppenstein, City Manager Nikki Messenger on tomorrow's program. From the Roseburg Public Library, Chris Wiley talking about all the interest in the library. And you said other libraries that you communicate with, they're seeing increased interest too.
In digital materials, absolutely. And we continue to see such interest in in-person programs, especially for young people. And that's what the Summer Reading program is all about, is getting kids into the library or through outreach events, getting books into their hands, encouraging that bridge between the school years and lifelong learning and a lifelong love of the library.
Now, magazines, back in the day, I used to come in to the library here, and there were all these magazines that I like to look at. This is sort of like pre-much internet, and I couldn't afford to subscribe to them, so I would come in on Saturdays and read them. Is that still popular?
Not particularly popular anymore. We do continue to subscribe to print magazines, but more and more I'll get a notification that the one I've subscribed to is going digital only. And so we don't have a whole lot in print at this point. I think we're at about 20, 25 that we subscribe to. And so, back in when digital books started, there was a platform for digital magazines, and we tried it at the library where I was working, and it was a really clunky system. And so we actually abandoned it and hadn't thought much about it until the last couple of years, when the same Overdrive Library to Go, Libby, has swallowed up that original vendor, and they've made it an easier platform. Other libraries in the state jumped on to offer it, and so I was able to see it and see the amount of checkouts and the growth in digital magazine interest. We took it to a survey around the community, talked to our library commission, and we started offering digital magazines in July 1st, and it's going very well so far.
Now, besides the books, the online content, the classes or speakers, things like that, what other things do you guys have going on?
Gosh, Kyle, that was an awful lot. We're pretty busy with all of those things that you mentioned. I think one of the things that I want to stress to people is that we have a beautiful library here. It's just an amazing space. And I encourage you to come in and take a seat, read a book, have a cup of coffee. We have some small study rooms that are available. They're first come, first serve at no cost. We have larger meeting rooms that are available for nominal fee for meetings. You can look at our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org, click on meeting rooms, and you can see pictures of all of them. I think there's a little something for everyone at the library.
Now, it's late August here. Do things calm down a little bit before you get into all your fall programming?
They sure do. Do I sound exhausted? We're a little exhausted at the library because it was such an amazing summer. But yes, our youth services librarian, Aurora Ropp, takes off September from actually producing programs. But what she's doing is planning fall programs. So they'll come back in October. We have some dates set on our calendar on our website, rosebergpubliclibrary.org. You can kind of get an idea of what she's planning with story times and teen programs and other youth programs.
So all this going on, how many staff do you actually have currently?
Well, we're in a really fortunate situation. We are at 3.75 full-time equivalents. There are two of us who are full-time, one half-time, and then we will soon have five part-time library aides. But we've been very fortunate that when the city has someone who's on light duty, they've come to the library and they've helped us out. And that has been amazing. We have had just wonderful people who've stepped in and helped us complete some projects.
That's amazing, though. Normally, just two full-time people.
Two full-time people. Aurora and I are full-time.
Wow. Now, you mentioned your commission. How do they help you?
Our library commission is an amazing group of people. And I think one of the things that they do best for us is advocate for the library in the community. They're telling the people about the work that we do and supporting the work that we do. Not only that, they look at our policies. They've helped us. You know, way back in 2019, I asked them.
Way back.
Well, anything pre-COVID.
There right? We go.
2019, I asked them if we should continue to support Cloud Library as a digital resource, or if we should shift that money to doing interlibrary loan, sharing, exchanging books with libraries across the country. And they recommended that we stick with the digital platform. And then COVID hit. And thank goodness they had the foresight to say digital is the way to go, because as we continue to see, it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Wow. New things that you've got planned, as if you're not doing anything now?
Have a few things planned. You know, I want to give a shout out to our friends, the library. Amazing organization. Their fundraising helps with the reading programs. It helps with speaker events, craft supplies. And their book sale is coming up on September 5th, 6th, and 7th. And this is a bargain book sale. So nothing, most books are 25 to 50 cents a piece. And on Saturday the 7th, everything is free.
So that is just for a few days. That's a lot of work for a very inexpensive price to get a book.
It is, but we love to get books into people's hands, and we have a dedicated group of volunteers who make it possible.
And if somebody wants to find out more about volunteering for the library, what kinds of things could they be doing?
Well, right now we are pretty much set. We have a group of volunteers who've been with us since the beginning and are very proud to have shifted from the county system as volunteers to the city as volunteers. So we will take applications. You can look at RosebergPublicLibrary.org. But my recommendation is, if you're interested in volunteering at the library, help us with the book sale. And you can get in touch with me. It's at library@RosebergOR.gov, and we'll get you connected with the Friends of the Library, because they always need help with their book sales.
And what's the website for the library, just in general, to find out what's going on?
RosebergPublicLibrary.org.
And what are your hours currently?
Oh, our hours are Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 to 6, Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 2.
All right, Chris Wiley, Roseburg Public Library, you have the permission to take the rest of the day off.
I'll go read a book, right, Kyle?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.